Homeschool leaders, are you ready to plan for the new year? Are you sick of wasting time with distractions and unimportant tasks? Today, we're going to be talking about a planning calendar that can help you effectively develop policies, plan events and meetings, create schedules, and all the things that it takes to run your co-op. This number one way to stay focused as a homeschool leader will help your board meetings to run smoothly, prioritize your efforts, and help you stop wasting your precious time so that you can be spending that with your family. Welcome to Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. Do you desire a Christian community with families that fit? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling conflict resolution and how to build a community? Do you dream of a sustainable homeschool group only to feel discouraged when policies fail, logistics get in the way, or a conflict comes up again?
Hello, we are the Homeschool Community Builders. Together, we have more than 30 years of experience in leading successful homeschool groups. But at one time, we too were in co-ops that did not work for our families. We needed deep relationships and a community that would help our families grow in faith. In order to be a part of a sustainable Christian community, we stepped out in faith and trusted God's plan to build the community that we desired.
In this podcast, we will help you create Christ-centered policies, establish a close-knit culture, and develop strong leadership skills so that you can serve your community well. So grab a pen and paper, be ready to take some notes, and be encouraged. You can do this.
So, Hannah, let's talk about what this tool is, a board planning calendar. We have developed this in our community because before having a board planning calendar, things were a little bit chaotic, wouldn't you say? We had a hard time.
Things were forgotten.
Yes, making sure that everything that needed to be done was done. And I felt like I was constantly looking over my shoulder, trying to remember, what am I supposed to be doing right now? And am I going to miss a deadline? And I was responsible for the kind of upkeep of our 501c3. And so that weight of responsibility and knowing that, like, that was legal and tax implications if I did it wrong or if I forgot something. So that was really the impetus for me to start creating this board planning calendar because I wanted to know for sure that I didn't miss those dates of things that needed to be filed and reports that had to be turned in to the government because I didn't want to mess our co-op up by not doing that. So it was kind of this constant pressure of wondering if I was going to miss something. So the board planning calendar really helps give me peace that I know that I'm going to get done what is most important that has to be done.
And I would add to that, Molly, that it's important that you review this on the monthly because we all make the mistake of saying, oh, I'll remember that. And then the next year, of course, you're not going to remember that. Who can remember what we had for breakfast yesterday?
Right.
Much less something that was months ago that was important at the time. So you document it so that you know that you're not going to miss it in the future.
Yes, that was key. So maybe we should back up just a minute and explain what a board planning calendar is. It is a calendar that is your yearly kind of scope and sequence for your whole co-op. And everything that is important goes on this calendar. And it's spread out, and it's a document that you look at frequently, at least monthly, so that you know that all the tasks are going to be done. And every task has its time, and there's a time for every task, right? What is that verse in the Bible? There's a time for everything, and everything has its season, or something like that. Anyway, it's something that's shared between all of the board members. So everybody's on the same page and knows exactly what's coming up and what needs to be done.
Yes.
So, So there's three main things that we want to teach you about a board training calendar or a board planning calendar. Why do you need a board planning calendar? Number one is to prevent you from missing important deadlines. So what are some of these deadlines that are crucial to running your homeschool co-op?
These are tax filings, community calendar, performances, events. These are the time, relative time, specific things that happen throughout your year.
Your insurance.
Right.
Yeah, we actually forgot to pay our insurance because we weren't looking at our calendar.
So that happens, right? Yeah, if it's not on there. And it's so easy to put on there and then every year after that, you'll never forget it again. So when insurance is due, you write that down. When your tax filings are due, you write that down. Do you need to start planning graduation months ahead of time? Yes, you do. So you write that on your board planning calendar so that you don't miss any of those deadlines.
There was an example for our community this year. We started planning our high school trip about 6 months too late and found that it's exponentially more difficult because things have filled up. We're now in a time crunch to figure out all these details. So as soon as we figured out that we were too late, the first thing we did is we went to our board planning calendar, and we scheduled it for over the summer so that we don't make this mistake again.
Yes. You do this because you are responsible. It gets things out of your head and onto paper and gives you the peace of mind that you need so that you are not missing the important things.
And you make sure that you're not missing any of these things because you are reviewing this every month at your board meeting, and everyone on the board has access to it. So you're all looking at the same thing. You're reviewing the calendar. You're making sure if there's anything that needs to be pushed to another month or adjusted, and then moving from there to make sure that those tasks get done.
Yeah,
I love that you guys have that to use in your monthly meetings, because we're in a situation now where one of our board members who actually created our calendar is stepping down. So we relied on her and her impetus to be able to look at it and know what was coming up and to tell us what was coming up instead of looking at it as a board. And so as she's stepping down, now we have to create this habit. So as it's really important for you to look at it every month so that that just becomes part of what you do as a board. So if one person leaves, now you're not missing a bunch of stuff because it wasn't part of what you do every month.
Right. It helps to make your board replaceable.
Yeah,
which
duplicatable.
Is what we need to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the second thing that this board planning calendar helps you do is to plan and spread out your workload over the whole year so that you don't get to either to the beginning or the end of a season and realize, oh, there's all these things we needed to do and we should have done them earlier. Or these kinds of tasks that you put on your board calendar are things that are not necessarily time specific, but they're important to get done. So an example of this would be reviewing your policies and procedures. What we would do is put one policy each month on our board planning calendar, and then we'd pull that up. We would review it as a board. It would take 10 to 15 minutes, if that. And if it was working, great, it's put away. And we know that that's checked off our list. If it wasn't working, we can make the changes that need to be made, and then we're good for another year. So that has been very helpful in knowing that things that are important are going to get covered.
Some other things that may fit in this time is service projects, field trips, and fundraising. So those are important things that you need to schedule, but they don't necessarily have to happen at a specific time.
Yeah. So that workload can get spread out over the whole year. And that really, really helps just to ease the burden, because there is a lot of work to be done as a board member. Which brings us to the third point of why you want a board planning calendar. Because if you don't have a calendar, it's nearly impossible to delegate tasks. But if you know what's coming up and you have a plan, it's very easy to hand that task to a community member and say, can you take this on? Can you plan this event? It needs to be done by X date, and here's some details, and thank you for your assistance. Because all those little things don't have to be done by a board member, but they have to be planned by somebody.
Mm-hmm. Then I would just say to the new homeschooler leader, homeschool co-op leader, this might sound really overwhelming, and I would just say to relax and just know that you can do it as you go. Don't feel like you have to have your whole year planned out, because some of the things you're going to experience throughout the year, and then you're going to go, hey, let's put this on the calendar so that we can prepare for next year. Some of the stuff is just going to organically happen inside of your co-op that you're going to want to debrief and put it in there for next time, just to make it easier, because you want to redo that thing, redo that service project or that field trip or whatever. And it's something that you want to continue. So you don't have to have it all figured out right up front.
That's exactly right. We built ours a little at a time as we went along. We put in the absolutely important deadlines that we knew had to be there first. And then as we met over the year and we knew, oh, okay, we need to start planning this event, you know, a month ahead of time or 2 months ahead of time, then we'd put it on the calendar, just like you said, Pam. So you build it as you go along, and it's flexible.
And it's a working doc. So yes, we make changes as we go and make adjustments. We've had things scheduled in 1 month and realized that it was not the right time. And so you make it work for you, because it is a tool, a working tool for your success.
Yeah.
It's a working tool, and it's not something to cause you shame. Oh, we missed the boat on this or that, right? Like it's your tool to help you. It's not something that you have to live up to. And just know that God's going to give you different things at different times, and you just have to be open to receiving those things. And then just add it to the calendar. And there, it doesn't mean that you're never going to have a fire under your little cute booty sometimes, because you're still going to, you know, not foresee some planning. And that's okay. And then you're just going to be learning a lot as a new leader. And even as a seasoned leader, you're going to be constantly learning. So just use it as a tool to help you to get those things in there, and to just free up some real estate in your mind, so that you're not thinking and worrying constantly about all the responsibilities that you have. Now that you know what an amazing tool a planning calendar is, let's recap. The three things that it helps you do is to get those important deadlines on your calendar and prevent you from missing them, helps you to plan and spread out your work over time so you're not overwhelmed at certain times throughout the year, and finally, it helps you to get other people invested in your co-op so that you're not having to do all of the work and to delegate some of these tasks. So Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty." We know that poverty can mean lack of time, lack of money, lack of patience. We don't want any of that. We want to live in abundance. We know that God is a God of order. So let's take Jesus's lead and live in abundance. We're so glad that you joined us today, and we really hope this benefited you and is going to help you and make your co-op run a lot smoother as well. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Hey friend, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with someone who may benefit from it? Or leave us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts. It blesses our socks off to know how this podcast is helping you. Also, make sure to connect with us on the Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and join the conversation. We'll see you back here next time.